Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America. Turn it up. Hey. This
is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Welcome to Friday's show, Morning Studio.
Morning.
I found that if I just drink a whole lot of water at the beginning of the day, my day does get a lot better. Just because I think I live dehydrated. We probably all do unless we're just constantly at it. So if I can just start my day. I wake up in the morning and I pretty much chug a bottle of water. Not cold, though. As I've gotten a little older, I don't like cold water as much anymore.
You get brain freeze?
No, it's just harder to chug it. That's literally the only reason. I don't even like water that much. I know I need it. It's fine. But you can't chug freezing cold water. So room temperature water, open one up. Or if sometimes I'd save my bottle. But now I'm all worried about the bottle diseases. Because lunchbox is... So I try to chug it in the morning and... Here we are. Feeling pretty good. I brought a big one in today.
Oh, that is a big bottle.
Yeah, but I had a whole bottle already. Then just water's so important. I wish I would have known that younger. I still wouldn't have done it, but I would have at least known. You know, I'd have braced myself for impact.
Probably why it's free, you know?
It ain't water. Free. Well, hey, a lot of people don't have water.
Don't have it.
No, yeah. I mean like in lakes and stuff.
I mean, it's clean.
It's dirty, but it's there.
That's like, that's why dirt's free.
Well, yeah.
It's there. All right, that's going to be today's show. Nonsense, I think.
All right.
Lainey Wilson will be in a little bit later, so we got a good Friday show, but let's go around the room. Everybody's got 15 seconds. He's a Raging Idiots guitar player and singer, and he can crack a one-liner that makes me say, ooh, that's a humdinger. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody. Let's go.
Well, Lunchbox strikes again. He got me sick. I'm not completely sick, but... he said his throat was sore. My throat's getting sore. So I went to the doctor yesterday. I got some steroids. Hopefully I can get ahead of this thing and not be completely sick like him.
Well, when he comes in and he's sick, 2 to 3 people always get sick.
Yes.
It's like he brings it. It's like, I brought everybody a gift, but it doesn't tell us that he brought us that gift until after he leaves.
Right. Because I think he was feeling sick when he was here. He just didn't say
anything. Well, on the air, he was like, oh, I didn't know you guys weren't supposed to hear me like cough up a lung there. Like he was trying to hide it. And we'll talk to him coming up in a second.
Oh, boy.
Because he's here, but he's in another room.
Yeah, can we keep him there for a couple more days?
Well, that's something we'll talk about. First, I want to go over and let's do Amy. Driving in her car, she thinks she's a great singer, but someone on the road's probably giving her the finger. Here she is, Amy.
In less than a month, my daughter is going to be 16 years old. Wow. And I know we've been talking about how she's been doing driver's ed and driving with us. And so it seems... You know, like for a while we've known this is coming, but now it's getting real and I'm having to talk to her about what do you want to do for your 16th birthday? And she's like, I don't know. And so I want to make it special, but
Does she care to drive?
No, she really isn't like, that into it. No. She's not. I remember being so excited, and I think we've talked about this before. I think some kids, now they're just like, eh, it's not that big of a deal to them. They can just Uber if they want to. Not that she does, but I think she has in her mind that driving is really not that big of a deal. There's a way to get from point A to point B in, with other means.
Which there wasn't for a bike.
Right. Yeah.
And a car. I mean, my 16th birthday, I had a baseball game, and I remember...
She has a softball game.
Funny. I spent all day, school, played baseball, and then I remember I was just tired, and I was like, I'm good, and I went to bed. And that was it.
That's terrible.
But I had bought a car. It was an old Subaru. And on my 16th plus one day, I drove it to school.
Look at you. Yeah. Environmentalist you.
A few $100. No, it was opposite environmental. Oh. It was a piece of crap. All I did was spit out black smoke everywhere.
Oh, that's not good.
It was terrible. It was a terrible, terrible car. Well, that's crazy. She's going to be 16.
I know.
Kids grow up.
I am looking forward to her driving because it's...
You can send her places.
You trust her?
Another set of wheels to get her little brother around. Mm. I mean, yes, I trust her. Do I trust them in a car together and her actually getting him there before kicking him out? I don't know.
Do you trust her safe? To be safe on the road and like have the skills?
Yeah. We've only had maybe two crap moments.
You driving or her?
No, her. Huh. Yeah. And one of them was with Ben. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he let me know the other day. He's like, sorry, I accidentally cussed in front of her, but it was scary. I said, that's fine. I get it. Like, it was on the highway. It's not good. Dang, so
16 years old,
that's
man.
Scary.
I mean, the highway.
16-year-olds also look like kids now.
They do.
Yeah.
I don't want her on the highway, but it's crazy. At 16, my home, my school was like 19 miles on I-35. My first day at 16, I was driving on I-35. That's crazy to me that my parents allowed that. But they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, but that traffic's real slow.
And
you were
also 16, so it's, you know, fly away, baby bird.
Okay.
Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, a late night show is his goal, and it would be good, according to my poll, Bobby Bones.
Oh. Thank you. So, I'm going to make this about the show and Lunchbox, because I got a decision to make. But Lunchbox is here. He is in... a different studio in the building. Check, check, 1, 2, Lunchbox, can you hear me?
Check, check, 1, 2.
So he's not at home. Yesterday he was at home. He called us from his phone on the toilet. Today, he is in a studio. Now, I don't think anyone has seen him in person except Scuba Steve, right? Scuba?
Yeah, I saw him, yeah. He was great.
How's he look?
I'm being sarcastic. He has a little bit of that eye thing still going on.
Oh,
his eye.
Disgusting.
He still has that cough, which I think is a constant thing. And as I'm talking, I wonder if I'm starting to develop.
Oh,
something.
Stop it. You're
you
so.
You hear that?
No.
Okay, Lunchbox, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm like $1 million bucks. And yes, I have Eddie Eye maybe a little bit, but Eddie has Eddie Eye and he gets to come in the studio and wear sunglasses.
No. Eddie had a sty in his eye.
And
you
that's
have a
what
virus.
I have. That's what I have.
I don't have Eddie Eye. I have Lunchbox throat.
No, hold on. But Eddie has something wrong and you let him in the studio. Oh, he's so sick he had to go to the doctor. And look, he's in the studio and you guys aren't worried about it. So let's go.
The difference with Eddie's eye is.
Come
Eddie's
on
eye-
now.
It was by him. It was just your eye.
That was a sty in my
and
eye.
And it was not. Lunchbox had diarrhea. He was vomiting. He had a swollen
cramps.
Eye. He had cramps in his stomach. Like, gobble, 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 whatever. And it was the collection of that together that made us think he shouldn't be in here.
I don't know that how he had all of that yesterday, and today he's claiming.
No,
like
no. I didn't have the throw up yesterday.
Oh.
But you had the toilet. You were on the toilet with the diarrhea.
I was on the diarrhea yesterday, but. Since we got off the phone, I'm proud to say that I haven't had the Rhea.
Oh, it's okay. By your throat. I can hear it now.
Yep. I know.
No, it's because I haven't talked this morning because I've been sitting here by myself, bored.
So it's a vote because I'm going to either keep him in the studio. I'm not going to send him home because he says he feels good. But we'll either put him in the studio or he stays in that room.
I vote bring me in the studio.
You don't get a vote because we're voting on you.
So do we think he's contagious?
Well, no.
He says he has pink eye and that's
no, I don't
contagious.
Have pink eye.
Do we want Lunchbox in the room? Let's vote. Yes or no. Amy.
I'm okay with it. I have enough distance between him.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
If Eddie's already sick, he's sick. And then...
Nope.
So I think it's going to be fine.
Plus, one vote. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, also just want to say, when he's in the other room, he's yelling. So...
Well, I feel like you guys can't hear me.
We can. You don't have to yell to us.
We can.
Microphone.
You have a microphone, yeah. Eddie.
Nah, you know my vote. Dude, he sits right next to me. I don't want to get more sick. So no, keep him out of here.
Morgan.
I'm okay with it, but he can't touch the door handle. That's the one thing we all share.
He's going to touch the door handle.
He's going to touch it. Yeah, we can't put rules and restrictions. He either comes in and does him, or he stays there and does him. Because he's not going to listen to any restriction. It's like putting a restraining order on a crazy person. What's that piece of paper going to do? Nothing? Morgan, I'll let you rethink your vote. Are you still good with him coming in? Wide open.
You know, I will, because he sits next to Eddie. It's not next to me.
Exactly. You know who's on the other side? Mike D, though. You
Mike
ask
D.
Him.
So we're tied up right now. Go ahead.
No, he's too close to me.
Whoa, do you hear his throat? He's got stuff in his throat. Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm getting it from Lunchbox.
No, you don't.
Don't want him any closer. No.
So 2-2. Ray?
He doesn't benefit me, so no. I don't want him.
All right. That's final vote.
I don't want him.
Lunchbox will stay, in, according to you guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
We'll stay in that studio and work.
Wait. No. How?
The great thing is, if he starts talking, I can just turn him down.
Oh, it's just one little pot.
Yeah, Lunchbox, how you feeling today, buddy?
Not playing there.
Oh. All right, so he's here.
Oh.
We'll have a show. We won't bring it up very often.
I don't understand how Eddie can be sick.
That's awesome. I like
that. I was added this every day. Okay, let's roll. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. Once a week, my husband plays poker with his buddies. We got two kids. This is pretty new to my husband. He started playing in 2020 during the quarantine. He used to show off his winnings, but recently, he hasn't been showing anything. And I've wondered from time to time if he's losing or how much he's losing, but it's hard to tell since he plays with cash. However, this morning, when he came home at 4 a.m., I saw his phone, and I saw it light up, and I saw there were multiple texts from friends saying, "Hey, you owe me 800. And another one, "You owe me 900.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden, over 9,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Later, I saw he transferred $25,000 into our bank account from his Coinbase account. He has not said anything to me. Should I say something or wait to see if he tells me? I'm also curious to see where the money goes. Also, how much does he really owe? Part of me is more concerned that he just went on with a day like normal, which makes me feel like this happens more than I thought. Would love to hear your opinions. Thanks. Signed, Tired Mom of Two." You know, it's hard to confront somebody while being confrontational and wanting to have an honest, healthy conversation. Confrontation puts people on their heels, and you're not going to get from them what you'd like, unless it's just a confession. It doesn't sound to me like you're looking for just a straight confession. You just want some answers to some questions, and some of those answers may not be so bad. So I wouldn't go, "Hey, I was looking at your phone and I saw you owe all this money." That is not the way to do it. I think you do have the right to ask all the questions, though. You're the wife and the husband. It's you guys' money. What you can do is when you look at a bank statement, you can log into your bank, you'll see $25,000 come through in a transfer.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you can actually comment on. I mean, you can comment on the phone if you want, but that's something you can comment on without him feeling like, "Oh, I'm being attacked. I need to get in my turtle shell and then figure out how to get out of this before I then figure out how to have this conversation." You want to kind of give a massage into the conversation so he feels loose and comfortable. He can tell you the truth. So that's what I would do. I would say, "Hey, I was looking at our account. I saw you moved $25,000 over. Something going on? What's going on there?"
A lot.
Heck yeah.
That's a lot of money, man. It's stressing me out.
Right.
And also, I think it's important to know as well, and he should have the answer, and maybe he won't have the right answer, but really, what's he up and down the whole time? If you play a whole bunch, you're going to lose some, you're going to win some. But honestly, if he was up, looks like 9,000 plus 900 plus 800, that's 1,700. Basically $11,000 is what he had to pay there. But let's say he's up 13,000 for the whole year, loses 11,000. He's still plus 2,000 overall.
Yeah.
That's not a big reason to get upset if he's still winning. It's when he's losing and can't stop.
It's the transfer, I think, that's scaring her.
Absolutely. That big and you transfer. Can ask about that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying when he says, "Well, I was playing poker and I owe people money." Let's say he says it. "I owe this person 9,000. Pot got ugly. And 8 and a 9. But here's all my betting for the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm up." And if he plays and he's up, I don't think you can be as angry. Because he could have won a whole bunch of money and moved it over to his Coinbase and moved it somewhere else.
That's true, too.
And that's a whole different... You didn't know where that money went.
Okay. But also prepare yourself for being in the hole.
For sure. I'm just saying you can't immediately think it's only him up to stuff that he doesn't want to tell you because it's wrong.
Right.
Yeah, like, this could be how he does his finances when he's gambling. Yeah. I'll move
if
this
my
there.
Wife said to me, and she won't, but if she was like, "Hey, I heard you on 25 Whistle saying you lost like $400. What's up with that? We don't need to be losing $400. I'd be like, "Well, look at my statement for the last year and a half. We're actually up some thousands.
Oh.
So I'm just going to lose $400 or $500 at a time. That's just how it goes. So that could happen. But probably he's up to no good. He doesn't want you to know. Like, he made some bad decisions. He doesn't want you to know. But the way to talk about it is the bank account, not the phone.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
If it worse gets to worse, you can go, oh, yeah, well, I saw your phone.
Oh, I don't like the, oh, yeah.
Well, I said worse gets to worse.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like, him just kind of not wanting to answer questions?
Well, if he's like, it doesn't matter where the $25,000 came from. It's not your business.
Ooh, they're fighting words.
Yes. And then you can go, you know what else is my business? But I saw it was your phone, and it was lit up right in front of me.
And that's good. That's like ace in the hole right there.
And you
there.
Don't go there unless he takes you there, and you have to, you know, dig your way out. But you can do that. But you deserve to have answers to these questions. You also deserve to know that sometimes when people play poker a lot or gamble a lot, they do have losing spells. The problem is if you can't stop gambling.
Right. That's what I'm worried about. Yes. It's like, how big is this problem? And then...
Does that be a problem? This does not say problem.
How big is it? Could be teeny tiny. Okay, fine.
Not a problem. I've not heard it's a problem.
Okay. How big does it have to be to be a problem?
The B is if you keep losing and you keep doubling down and you're losing more.
Okay.
Or even winning, but you just can't stop. That's when it becomes an addiction.
What about the what you read here with the owing 900? Owing 800. Huh? Like, what 9, is that?
1,000.
What does that scream to you? Like, that? Hey, you owe me from different people.
No, I think it
sounds
was
like in a bad night.
Yeah, in the night.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, it's
dude.
A night. It's he lost some pots and, well, I'll just Venmo. Let's keep track of it. That type of thing.
That's a
bad night. It also sounds like he's got a pretty good job. He got 25G in Coinbase.
Yeah.
You know what I got in Coinbase? Like $11 or something. Do I even have a Coinbase? Everybody put your coins in and they count it?
No, that's a piggy bank.
Oh, I assumed it was some sort of.
Oh, that's Coinstar? Oh, I thought it was the grocery store. You dump all your coins. I was like, bro's been saving nickels.
That's funny. Yeah.
No.
You need to have the talk. You saw the bank. Start there. And remember, softly walk into the situation, not the confrontation. Sorry. Softly walk into the situation because he will meet you softly. But you go marching in, he's going to go marching in too. And that's when the war happens. You don't want war.
No war. No war in marriages.
Well, there is, but just you try to limit them.
Try to avoid those.
Let us know how it goes. Thank you. You can handle it. Maybe he's got some good answers, not excuses. And there is a difference. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
To start our Fun Fact Friday, it's Leslie.
Fun fact. Did you know that bubble wrap was originally intended to be wallpaper? Have a good day.
So inside, I'll be running into the walls. Watch this.
Yeah.
Or popping it for fun.
But I would imagine that wallpaper was supposed to be something more than wallpaper. Like it's up there for some.
Yeah.
Scuba Steve saying it was 3D wallpaper.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I think kids, if I were a kid, I'd want to test it out. We did a bit once where we wrapped up lunchbox in bubble wrap and threw him out of a van.
Stop
it.
Moving van.
Yeah.
We did have a helmet on, too.
A huge ball.
Yeah.
And then he put a helmet on, and we rolled him out of the van. It was just really dumb. He could have, been run over.
Did that hurt?
A little bit.
I don't think so. It didn't hurt me.
Fun Fact Friday.
In 2024, I'll go first. Mickey Mouse will become part of public domain, which means free to use by everybody.
Wow. Ooh.
I can't imagine Disney allows that. Once it hits a certain age, it's 95 years after the publication date officially, it then is free for everybody to use.
Yeah.
There are certain songs, London Bridges, falling down. I mean, you could record that lunchbox, and if people streamed it, you'd make all the money. And
they get nothing?
They get nothing.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's public domain.
That's how you should make an album.
There are certain works of literature, Shakespeare, not owned by anybody.
Yeah.
Public domain. And they think Mickey Mouse is going to clear that?
You okay? Yeah.
You know, there's no chance that Disney lets that go. I'll give you one more. Dog the Bounty Hunter met his late wife, Beth, in 1986 when he posted her bond after she shoplifted.
Oh,
hilarious. Oh,
legit.
That's how they met.
True love.
Amy, yours.
Okay, so talking to yourself in the third person can help relieve stress and anxiety.
Bobby doesn't like that. Bobby doesn't agree with it.
It improves your ability to manage your emotions. So if you're ever feeling stressed, maybe you're running late, you're going to work, or you've got something going on, just have a conversation with yourself in third person.
Don't do it out loud, though.
You look crazy?
Because that'd be crazy.
I think that's part of it, though. Like,
But don't do it around anybody. Do
Garth
it.
Brooks does it.
But he doesn't hear it in an interview. He's like, well, Garth used to say this. Lunchbox?
if you're in a room, a car, anywhere, and someone passes gas and it smells really bad, most likely it was the woman. Because women's farts smell worse because they have higher concentrations of sulfur.
Really? And
that's what makes the fart stink.
Okay, well, I guarantee y'all, if something's going down in here, it's one of y'all.
So all this time you've been blaming me, Amy or Morgan?
No, it's not. Wow. Because I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, that's what they all say.
Hey, sulfur Amy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Eddie?
You know the Loch Ness Monster? So back in 1933, somebody claims they saw this monster in this lake called Loch Ness. No one ever saw it again. But in 2009, they sent a search team down there with scuba divers. They searched the entire lake, found nothing. However, they did find 100,000 golf balls.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
So I was always told there was like a passageway, though, into a bigger body of water under there.
Well, these divers never saw that.
Huh. And is it Loch Ness?
Yeah.
Is it called Ness that's in a lock, or is it Loch Ness?
No, it's one word, like L-O-C-H-N-E-S-S, Loch Ness.
That's not true.
Huh?
That's not true.
Because they call the monster Nessie.
Yeah, but after Ness.
Yeah.
I think it's a lock.
Oh.
And it's Ness.
What's a lock, like a lake?
Yes.
Oh, I'm an idiot.
I didn't know.
And this is in Scotland, right?
You're the one that did it. You tell us.
Yes, Eddie, you're the one that brought the fact here.
No, guys, the whole story is the divers found nothing. I don't know what it's called, a lock
found
or
golf balls.
$100,000 golf balls.
Now, is it a lock, Mike, or is the place called Loch Space Ness? Okay, so it's not a lock. It's called Loch. Or is it?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're ruining my fun fact, Bones.
Well, you killed it by not knowing enough about it. I'm being honest here. All right, Morgan, what do you have?
The actor Matt LeBlanc, who's famously known as Joey, he was down to his last $11 when he landed his role on Friends. And when they got their first checks, he treated himself to dinner.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like people that were broke and then made it.
$11, man.
Yeah. Also, Loch.
Stop it. You have to move on.
Loch Ness is a large freshwater loch in the Scottish Highlands, extending for approximately 37 kilometers. I don't know, but it's from the River Ness.
Oh, a river.
River Ness into Loch Ness.
Thank you, Bones. Thank you.
Gosh, this got really not fun.
Yeah, I really got off the rails.
Did you know champagne corks kill about 24 people a year?
When they open up and then
pop
in the face?
More than sharks. And that shark won't be in Loch Ness.
No.
With Nessie, because they don't exist.
How does it kill 34 people?
Shoot in the eye.
I know Theo.
In the jugular.
Theo from the challenge, he lost part of his eye because he got hit. He was partying in a club, popped one, boom. And now he can't see out of that eye.
There you go.
Hit him in the head. Get like a bullet.
Wow.
Terrible.
Thank you. This whole thing was terrible. I like to say that. This whole segment turned terrible.
I mean.
And a lot of that's because of me. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Usually when you see a Girl Scout selling cookies, it's outside the grocery store or the table and the mom and all that. You know, kind of just the same thing. But Kayla, she lives in Alaska. She's 17 years old. Her family had like an old trailer, like a moving trailer, travel trailer. Well, she said, you know what? I'm going to do something different. I'm going to renovate this trailer, fix it up into what I'm going to call a cookie kiosk. It's like a cookie drive-through. So she parks outside the grocery store in the parking lot, and cars just drive through, and her old family helps. And she goes like, what can I get you? We have these kinds of cookies.
That's
and
sells cool.
Her goal is 5,000 boxes of cookies, and she's getting close to that goal.
That's pretty awesome. Cool that she built that. I mean, that's fun. That's like a little one of those reality shows.
That is really cool.
Yeah, flip this trailer.
Travel trailer. Yeah,
that's good. Nice job. Love to see it. All to reach a goal. You know, that's what kids are missing these days.
What's
goals.
That?
Goals?
Oh, just goals.
As I hold my fist to the clouds and try to fight them from my front lawn. Kids these days. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers, and join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Easy trivia. It's the easiest trivia game ever. Eddie, ready?
Ready.
What city is home to the Hollywood sign?
Oh, that's Los Angeles.
Correct. Morgan, what city would you find the National Mall, the Lincoln Memorial, and the Washington Monument?
Washington, D.C.
Correct. Amy, what city's home to the Empire State Building?
That would be New York City.
Correct. And Abby, who's playing because Lunchbox was eliminated from the last round. Abby, what city is home to the Alamo?
No, you can't go out the first round.
Yeah, you don't lose, so just say pass.
No, you can't say. You can?
Yeah, the first
round, you never lose.
Why am I?
Out the Alamo.
I'm scared. Alamo.
No, what? San Antonio.
San Antonio.
Oh, my gosh.
This
is going to be fun.
This is going to be a disaster.
Guys.
Okay.
Oh
boy. Well, oh boy. I mean, she's from Kansas.
I was kidding.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, with Lunchbox not here, why didn't he get to play?
Oh, because I won, so I chose one person to not play anymore.
Boom.
For this season.
And you pick Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Hilariously. Okay, it's the easiest trivia game ever. If you miss it, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Here we go. Eddie, you're first.
Come on.
Wearing a tiara. The championship tiara.
Yes.
Who did Bobby first meet at a restaurant in Culver's?
Oh, that's Amy.
Yeah, correct. Henrietta Culver's, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I remember that.
The category is origin locations of the Bobby Bone Show. Who did I first meet at Jason's Deli while he was working at Jason's Deli.
The guy that's not in, it's Lunchbox.
Correct. Who did I first meet after this person messaged me on MySpace? Amy.
Mike D.
Correct. Who did I first meet, Abby, when we worked together at Emmy Television?
That would be Eddie.
Cool. Regional cable job.
Ah, yes.
That's correct.
Good times.
The category is science. Eddie, ready?
Yeah.
Stratus, cumulus, cirrus, and nimbus are what?
Clouds.
Correct. Morgan, how many states of matter are there?
Ooh, like 4.
What are they?
I have to name them?
No, I'm just asking if you know.
Solid, liquid, gas. I know there's another one. I just can't remember it.
There's 3.
Oh!
Yeah.
Dang.
You've been booed.
I honestly thought she was going to say 50.
Is that the periodic? Oh,
what?
The periodic table.
That's right. I'm dumb. Not that dumb.
Yeah, you had the 3.
Yeah,
you are not dumb.
You're not dumb.
No,
you
just don't speak.
I mean, in certain areas, you are, but so am I.
We don't speak that way to ourselves.
Sure, we do. I know there are certain areas I'm dumb.
Mm. You're not dumb.
Nope.
Amy.
Yes.
What's the name of the gas that we need to breathe to survive?
Well, we need oxygen to survive.
Is that your answer?
Well, why are you asking me that way?
What way?
We need, yeah.
Your answer is?
Oxygen.
Correct.
Good gosh.
Oh, man.
Abby, what's the largest organ?
In the body or like of the body?
Yeah. What's the body's largest organ?
Well, the skin.
Correct.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The category is Dolly Parton. There are 3 people remaining.
Ooh.
Okay.
Dolly Parton duetted with who, Eddie, on the song Islands in the Stream?
Kenny Rogers.
Mm. Correct. Amy, what's the name of Dolly's theme park?
Dollywood.
Correct. Who famously covered I Will Always Love You in 1992 as the lead single from The Bodyguard?
Whitney Houston.
Correct, Abby. Nice job.
All right.
3 people still remain in easy trivia. The category is baby animals.
Oh.
Eddie, Mr. Tiara?
Yeah.
What do you call a sheep's young one? Baby sheep is a?
A baby sheep is a baby sheep a? No, it's not a lamb. A baby sheep is a? Gosh, I don't know. I'm going to go lamb. It's not a lamb.
What's your answer?
Lamb.
Correct.
Wow! Is that true?
Yeah.
What do you think a lamb was?
Another animal.
Oh.
Like a goat-sheep hybrid?
Sure.
Or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy, wow. What do you call a cow's baby?
Oh, okay. That would be a cute little calf.
Correct. Abby, what about a frog's baby? Like, what's a baby frog?
Oh, tadpole?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's cool. Freaky.
The category is continents.
Okay.
Oh, Eddie, how many continents are there in the world?
I believe there are 7 continents.
Final?
Final answer, 7.
Correct. Amy, what's the coldest continent?
Antarctica.
Correct. Morgan, what continent? Abby. What continent is smallest in size?
Australia.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Oh.
She's nailed really? Like 3
dang,
hard ones.
Dang, dang,
she's
dang.
Been the unlucky person to get some of these tough ones. Eddie.
Come on.
The category is tallest and longest.
Mm. A lot of size questions today.
I was feeling insecure.
That makes sense.
What's the longest river in the United States?
Oh, I've got this before.
What's the longest river in the United States?
Oh, dang it. I have 3 rivers in mind.
Go ahead.
Colorado River, the Mississippi River, and the Rio Grande. So I got to pick one of those 3, and I'm going to go the Mississippi.
The Mississippi River is 2,340 miles.
That's long.
At number 2.
No!
Number 1.
You've been low.
Is the Missouri River at 2,341 miles.
Never heard of it. The Missouri River?
Okay.
I mean,
I would have missed that.
Tom
I didn't know
Sawyer
that.
Wasn't on the Missouri River. He was on the Mississippi, right?
And Mike, we're sure about this one? Okay, double checked it.
Dang.
Eddie, consider yourself boned.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Okay.
Amy, tallest and longest. What's the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Abby, what's the world's longest river?
Oh, no. I'm going to guess the Nile.
Correct.
Oh.
What on earth?
Okay.
go.
Country music, advanced.
It was. Hmm? What?
Yeah, what's that mean?
It's country music, advanced.
Okay.
Abby, in what state was Johnny Cash born and raised?
Oh, man, come on. Oh, Man in Black.
Is it me?
Oh, it's Amy. Yeah. Like, when Eddie's eliminated, I get mixed up.
Yeah.
Eddie never gets eliminated. Shoot.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry,
never
man.
Happens.
You win too much.
Very rare.
Amy, what state was Johnny Cash born and raised?
Well, the same state you were. Arkansas.
Correct. Ooh. Two questions each. Abby, who released the country album, The Woman in Me?
Shania Twain.
Correct. Amy, in 2005, what country music's marriage to Renee Zellweger lasted less than a year?
Well, that would be Kenny Chesney.
Correct. Abby, what country artist has sold more records than the Beatles?
Oh, man. Okay. I'm going to say Garth Brooks.
Correct.
She's good.
She's hanging in there.
She's real good.
I'm here.
Only. Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, but she's new.
There's only three more categories till sudden death.
Okay.
The category is nerd culture.
Nerd culture. Okay.
Amy, may the 4th be with you is the official tagline of the holiday celebrated the first week of May in honor of what sci-fi franchise?
May the
4th be with you.
It's gonna be May.
Nothing to do with each other. But.
Star Wars.
Correct.
Okay.
Abby, Pikachu is part of what media franchise?
Pokemon.
Correct. Amy, Hermione is a character from what book/movie franchise?
Harry Potter?
Correct. Abby, Frodo, Gandalf, and Gollum are from what franchise?
No, it's in my head. I know this. Lord of the Rings.
Correct. Okay.
Okay.
I can't do what Lunchbox does. I just have to say
quickly.
It.
Quickly. Bobby Bones Show, advanced.
Okay.
Whose middle name on the show is Elizabeth?
Me.
Correct.
Amy. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
Abby, what two members of the show went to Texas State University?
Texas State. Eddie. And. Shoot. No, this isn't real. I have to know this. Ray.
Your answer is?
Nope, that's not right. Texas State.
That was real quick.
Well, she started saying, I always give everybody a chance. What is your answer?
Two of them?
Two people on the show went to Texas State University. The clock is now on.
Eddie and Mike D.
Oh, you were so
You've
close.
Been booed.
So
Ray and Mike D.
Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Okay.
Amy gets a victory. Wow.
Good job, Eddie.
Killed it. That's what I'm talking about. Amy, big victory. That's why Cook crumbles. That's showbiz, right. Baby.
And I think Amy did a good job showing Abby the big leagues. You know, like, this is real deal.
You didn't.
No, I didn't. I
you
tried
went home
to.
Early. Yeah. Got a little matinee with you, and you checked out.
That was terrible.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's Kimberly from St. Petersburg, Florida.
I just want to give a big shout-out to Amy. Everything that she's been through on the show, I've been listening to her for a long time. She's good people and a survivor. And I love this show. Listen to it every day. If I miss it, well, listen to the podcast. But I so relate to Amy, and she deserves the best. And everything's going to work out. And I'm praying for you. Love you, girl.
Appreciate that message.
Oh, I just want to reach through and hug her.
Response?
On the voice line. I mean, I would assume with the emotion she has, there might be some stuff going on. And so I just want to extend courage and strength back to you. And say to you, if you need it right now, that you'll get through it too. And there is hope and there's rainbows on the other side.
Yeah. Tough times don't last. Tough people always do, man.
Yeah.
Good luck to you too, Amy.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, let's do Amy's pile of stories. Dun, 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 dun. I feel like I need a hug or something. Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I saw this whole article about how a parenting expert says there's one phrase every parent should say to their kid. And the minute I read the phrase, I was like, boom, I know this. I say this because I follow this parenting expert on Instagram. You want to know what it is?
Nah. Next story.
Pass.
Yes. Hey, you look at your kids when they're going through struggling with something, they're going through something hard, and you say, hey, it can be really hard to be a kid, right? And then that just acknowledges they feel seen, They know that you understand life is hard for them. You're not trying to just say, oh, get over it. It's not that big of a deal.
That's a good point. Hey, Ray, if you'll turn Lunchbox up in the other room, who's been sick, so he's working from a different studio. Lunchbox, I just like to say, it's got to be hard being Lunchbox, buddy. I just want to say that.
Here it is.
Here. Yeah. And I hear you, and I want you to feel felt. Wait, I want you to hear heard, be heard, okay?
Yeah, cool.
I know it's hard being you, okay?
Yeah. All right. Am I still on?
Yeah, not anymore.
Dang it.
Dude, that's how my kids would respond.
Yeah, you still listen.
Thanks, Dad. Whatever.
No, you should try it. It is a way to connect, and it's so simple. And the expert is Dr. Becky Kennedy, and she's amazing.
Okay, what else you got?
All right, tax day is Tuesday, April 18th, so make sure you've got that marked down. And there's a lot of scams happening right now. Calls are picking up from the IRS, except for it's not the IRS calling you.
And they're not going to call you.
Right. They're also not going to...
They're never going to call us?
They never call me.
Okay.
It's always been through the mail with like a document.
Yeah, good point.
So I've never got a call from... So anybody calling you is not going to be from the IRS, especially if they want information from you.
Yeah, they're not contacting you via phone. You're correct. Also, people are not going to just text or call you saying, hey, I can accelerate your tax refund. Give me all the info. I'll help you out. And people are also not going to do your tax prep for free. So if you're getting some crazy text...
Well, they will, but they're going to take a little something as well.
Yeah. So don't fall for any of that. But most importantly... April 18th, get your taxes done.
Most importantly, get something like LifeLock, that if somebody does rip off your stuff, it lets you know.
Yes.
Because I'll get messages going, yeah, your information's been compromised on the dark web. They'd have your passwords to this and this. Change it immediately. And they're not going, hey, pay another subscription fee or we're saving your life. They're going, yeah, somebody got your crap and we see it. So you should be on that.
How quickly do you go change your password?
Immediately.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You wait, Amy?
Can you give it 30 calendar days or what?
Not that long, but I'm like, okay, this password, mine's been compromised in some deep web thing. And
dark
what
web.
Are the odds, like, mine's going to get used in that moment?
Well, they'll start to be sold off, right?
All right.
That's what happens. And then they use that to get email addresses or, depending on what the account is, other personal stuff. The bad news is they can get in, there's a credit card on it. But a lot of those places, you don't put that CVV number. Mm-hmm. It's put in it every single time, and that's why. So just don't. It's hard to navigate nowadays, but just watch out. Don't take a call from the IRS, because it ain't the IRS. Next.
Christmas is 9 months away, but concert tickets for a big Christmas show are already on sale. Vince Gill and Amy Grant have their annual Christmas at the Ryman Residency, and it's a 12-day run. And people are so excited about it. And I'm like, what concert would I buy something for tickets for 9 months out?
I wouldn't. And it's not super weird that concerts are sold that far ahead, because some of the massive shows are sold even a year out. But I've never heard of a Christmas show being sold this early.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's how excited people are for it. So if you want to go, I'd hit up Ryman.com.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Uh-huh, Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
If there's one job I would not be good at, it's storm chasing. These guys get real close to those tornadoes.
Scary.
They get close. And then sometimes those tornadoes change courses. And they're like, oh, no.
Put it in reverse.
Oh, no. So Johnny Gable is the guy I want to talk about. So he's a storm chaser. He's also a carpenter. So he's chasing these storms all through where the tornadoes hit down in the Mississippi Delta. And they're tracking them and they're following them. But they get a call going, hey, instead of chasing this storm, there's been a lot of damage over in this area where you kind of already are. Now, remember, I said he was a carpenter. So now he's a carpenter. And he goes over and there was an older woman and her house was just the roof was like partially ripped off. But like not just a couple shingles like your roof, Eddie.
Yeah.
It was like gone. You could like see through the roof. And so he went up to her and he's like, hey, knocked on the door. Like, can I help you? And she's like, well, this is what's up. She told him about the wreckage and he posted it on TikTok. He's doing all the construction for free. And because that he posted on TikTok, all the money's coming in through a GoFundMe. And he's looking for an accountant now to make sure that all the money gets to the right place, because he's like, I'm getting too much money.
Dang.
I got to somehow take this money to the place it needs to go, which is also good too, because he's not like, well, somehow I need to keep some of the money.
Yeah. Right.
But because of him going down there and saying, hey, I'll work on this for you, and him getting on TikTok and people sending it in, they're getting pretty close.
Is this guy JC?
Isn't he Jesus Christ?
Jesus was a carpenter.
But he wasn't a storm chaser.
No, okay.
Right. He had a car.
You're right.
He wasn't able to drive. He wasn't in the Mississippi Delta either. A whole different part of the world.
Okay? He's everywhere, Bones. Okay.
You know what he did? He did the $1 deal where he's like, can I get a dollar from my followers? And so far,
It multiplied.
Over 50,000 people have come in, and he turned TikTok into wine.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This sounds just like
sounds
JC.
Sounds like fishes, the loaves and fishes.
Wow.
You guys are too much. Like, shout out Johnny Gable for doing this. A GoFundMe's been created, and we'll put a link up there to the story if you want to see it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here's Harrison from San Antonio.
Did you hear the rumor about Buttle? Well, I'm not going to spread it.
The mom came in with a laugh.
Yeah.
Support laugh there.
Good one.
That's good. Here is a voicemail from Tony in Boston.
Just calling for an update on, I believe his name's K9, the guy who sang one of your theme songs. I know he was supposed to come sing in studio at the beginning of the year, and I'm just curious what ended up happening with that, because I don't think he's been on yet.
So we've been working on a date and travel and getting him off work, or him getting him off whatever. And so, yes, we're still trying to set it up. We may have the date coming up in April. But yeah, he just called and was like, I'm a rapper. And then he made his theme song. And then we haven't heard from him really a whole lot, but
man,
he's going to come up and perform, and it's going to knock your socks off. So one way or the other.
K9.
Here we go.
Intro for Bobby, going hard like I'm aiming. Chilling with my boy Box and producer Edit. Intro for the show when you know we all ready. M2 and Sizz and chugging seltzer. Scuba Steve.
There you go.
Love it.
So we'll bring it, man.
Love it.
I'm as anxious as you are about it. Good and bad ways. I think it'll be awesome, though. Let's go over to the morning corny now.
The morning corny.
Why are your fingers the most reliable part of your body?
Why?
You can always count on them.
Well, funny.
That was the morning corny.
You like that yeah. much where you yelled, oh, funny?
Because I still counted them.
One. Two. Oh, it's relatable. Relatable humor. You're like, it's relatable. I like that.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lainey Wilson.
It's like a tornado. Because, Lainey, you come in. By the way, great to see you.
Good to see you.
You forgot your coffee, so someone runs a coffee in here.
Yep.
Like that. What kind of coffee is that, though? What are you dealing with?
I don't
there?
Even know what this is.
You
I told him to surprise me.
Who in the world would say surprise me? Okay,
honestly, like it's been one of those mornings I got stuck in traffic. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. I hate being late.
You weren't, though. And they told us Lainey's going to be a few minutes late. So we just were working on some stuff. And then you show up on time, even when late. That's what I'm talking about.
Look, it's because my mama was late literally for everything. Like, it didn't matter if it was a basketball game, a football, like cheering, whatever. We would always roll in late. And I hated it so much.
So are you very punctual now? Mostly punctual?
Yes. I don't. Yeah. I mean, I'm not ever really early, but I'm on time.
You were on time, even though you said you may be a few minutes late?
I'll take
Loved
it.
That. Eddie starts yelling at you when you walk in, not in a bad way. He's like, you owe me. And I was like, hold on, we got to go on the air. What does she owe you?
Well, you know, she's got on a truck commercial, her song's on it. And I'm like, you know, I started that whole deal.
You did.
Because the first thing we ever did, Lainey and I, was we did a little spot for Ram Trucks.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I owe you, Eddie.
You owe me, Lainey.
I owe you.
Is this something a joke?
What? Well, it's a joke. She doesn't really owe me. But
You were yelling so passionately at her, like she owed you $10 in a basketball game bet or something.
No.
And she's actually like, okay, yeah, I guess I do owe you.
So you guys, we're going to take a little ride here in a little bit.
Yeah. Commercial or something?
Yeah, it was for iHeart Country, man.
Yeah. Oh,
and we rode around a truck. The cameras followed us.
We did. Yep.
And so, is that? Are you still with that company?
Yeah. So basically, that's how they found out about me is through that.
So not through you, Eddie. You were forced to do it.
But
too.
I was her co-star in that commercial.
Okay, but she doesn't owe you.
No, she doesn't owe me anything.
Okay. Anyway, Lainey, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Bully.
Yeah. How are you, by the way?
I'm good.
You're everywhere. It's awesome.
Woo!
Are you? Do you want to be like a actor now?
I'm not opposed to it at all. You know, I mean, no matter what, songwriting will always be my number one because I feel like that's what brought me other opportunities anyway. But yeah, I'm down. I've just learned that I love being creative. So whatever that means, kind of stepping outside of my comfort zone. And now if it's a role where I have to talk without an accent, I don't know.
let's see if she can do accents.
Nice.
Can you do a British accent, Lainey?
Give me something to say. I don't even know.
The banana that you dropped is on the floor.
Here we go. Lord, I was literally just over there last week. Y'all gonna be like, that is not it. The banana you dropped on the floor. What'd you say?
I don't know.
Yeah, let's just stop there.
You know, we're
now,
good
I
there.
Do,
yeah, we're
I can do a Valley girl. My name is Lainey Wilson, and this is actually my real accent.
That's pretty. That almost isn't even Valley Girl. It's almost just Iowa. Normal, no accent. That's what's funny.
Yeah. What if I was tricking y'all this whole time?
You know, you've committed to this role because it's been for years then that you've been tricking us with this very thick accent. Yeah. So when you go places and you're interviewed in parts of America or, I don't know, have you been to other countries yet doing anything?
Yes. A few weeks ago, we were in London. We went to Ireland, Scotland. And
do they think your accent is it, does it startle them or can they tell the difference in American accents?
I think it does startle them. We both kind of startle each other. It's like we just kind of look at each other for a second like, uh-oh, we need a translator. But it's so crazy. You know, when I moved here, I thought everybody was going to talk like me.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, this is country music city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what accent? What are y'all talking about? So
I mean, I used to talk exactly like you being from a small town in Arkansas, but I went to speech pathology because they were like, you can never be on TV and the radio all over America if you have a very thick accent.
Yep.
So when I hang out with you, though, it comes back. And all of a sudden, I start talking like Lane. You know? So you would be open to acting more?
I would.
Did you enjoy your experience on Yellowstone?
Man, I loved it. Every part of it. I mean, really getting to know the cast and crew.
Did you, at the end of the show, or the end of the season, feel like you were better? Like when you watch, were you like, man, when I first started, ooh, that's pretty rough.
For sure.
Because I didn't think that about you. I thought it was great. And I was ready to feel uncomfortable. And I was like, please, I'll be honest with you. I was like, Lainey. I said, you weren't near me, but I was like, man, please don't be so bad that I have to lie.
Oh, I know.
You weren't from the beginning.
I'll take it. I will say, I mean, of course, like, there are things watching it now. I'm like, dang, I wish I would have kind of done something a little bit this way or whatever. But, I mean, I dove in head first. I didn't know what in the world I was doing.
What was your takeaway? Like, what does it take to be a good actor for you?
For me, it was actually not memorizing the lines verbatim because I felt like I needed to really just kind of have a conversation, be able to kind of throw it back and forth with whoever it was that I was having the scene with. Y'all saw the big old kiss. Mm-hmm. I had two big old kisses. I figured I was going to end up on the prayer list after that one. So that was a good way to really just rip off the Band-Aid.
Was that awkward for you the very first time?
Oh, of course. But I had to lay down the law, you know.
Go ahead.
I had to tell him. I was like, look, I know this ain't your first rodeo, but it's mine. And, you know, you better keep that tongue to yourself.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you probably need to say that.
Yeah, I had to. He said, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
But what if you just said, I need that tongue to feel comfortable?
No. Hey, $20 is $20.
Right. I was looking at a list. This guy had written up the power rankings. Like, he ranked artists, like basketball teams. You were in the top five. I don't know if you saw the list or not.
I saw the list.
I mean, here you come.
It's crazy.
You know, you have the quintessential awesome songwriter move to town, struggle, and now here you are on the top five, the power rankings. I mean, from going to try to get anybody to listen to music to now, does it seem like it's like 5 minutes or 50 years?
Kind of both at the same time, if that makes any sense at all. Like when I think, I mean, I'll have been here for 12 years, August 1st, and I feel like I got here yesterday, but I also feel like I've been here my whole life. Like I just can't imagine any other journey. This was it from the very beginning. I know I've told y'all that a million times, but wouldn't change it for anything.
Could you see this 15 years ago?
I sound insane, but yes, I'm telling you, I really did. Like I didn't know it was going to look exactly like this, but I knew that I was going to find whatever it was that I was supposed to be doing here. I knew that I loved writing music. I knew that country music was my life, and I knew I wanted to be a part of the community. And so whatever that meant, but I'm glad it looks like this.
You bring your dog out with you on the road?
I do. Hippie Mae Wilson.
And how is, you can't watch her all the time. Hippie's a girl, right?
She's a girl.
I assume, yeah. Do you have somebody that helps you watch her when like you're doing sound check or like when you're performing?
I mean, it's kind of like a tag team effort. Everybody in the band loves her. I think they love her more than they love me. And so they're like, where's Hippie? So it kind of just seems like whoever's around is willing to take care of her. I have an incredible bus driver. Her name is Erin. I have two female bus drivers, which is pretty cool, and they love them some Hippie.
Do you have two buses?
We got two buses now. Can you
guys,
believe that?
Holy crap. Wow.
That's a big deal.
That's a big deal.
I just got on a bus last June.
I was going to say, I remember when you got the first time on a bus, and now you just casually, mm-hmm. You know, I got two bus drivers.
Yeah.
Okay. Does Hippie ever accidentally crap anywhere like that she shouldn't?
Oh, my gosh. Like, she hadn't on the bus just yet, mm-hmm. Which I'm really shocked.
No on stage? No?
No, but I brought her out for a meet and greet, and I saw her start to squat, and I was like, oh, God, we got to get her out of here.
Lainey Wilson's here. We're going to come back with her in a second. But first, let's play Heart Like a Truck. Let's talk about, you wrote this song. It was you and Dallas Wilson, and Tranny Anderson.
Yes.
When you wrote this and you finished it, is it a song where you're like, man, this really could be a single? Or did you feel like it was just a song that meant something to you and wherever it landed, you were just going to sing it and it was just going to be what it was?
I definitely didn't know that this would be a single. I had a good feeling about it. I knew that I was going to cut it either way. I knew that it was going to go on the record. It served a big purpose for that time. It was during the pandemic. And so I felt like we were all just kind of in there just throwing everything out, just kind of putting it all on a pile and hashing it out. And it really kind of became an anthem during that time. I mean, just when I was just felt like, oh, my gosh, are shows ever going to come back? I don't even know what's happening. I would forget that it was me even singing the demo, so I would turn it on, and I'd be like, you got this. Chin up, head up. So
you inspired yourself? Now, that I can buy.
Mm, yeah.
I do that, too, sometimes. I'm like, I should listen to some other things I've said. That's good.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com. Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lainey Wilson.
A lot of truck songs here. Wait in the Truck.
Mm-hmm.
With Hardy. You want to play a clip of that, Ray?
I don't know if he's an angel, because angels don't do what he do.
Which is an awesome song, too. Did they ever go, okay, Lainey, we got too many truck songs right now? Because remember when John Party had like two boot songs back to back, and he was like, we just want to put out good songs.
I know.
What was the conversation about that?
Well, we already had Heart Like a Truck at radio, and whatever, Hardy sent me the song. I didn't realize that he was wanting it to be a single either until I had agreed to do it. And they were like, this is going to be a single. I was like, oh, Lord, here we are, another truck song. But the truth is, I mean, I guess neither one of them are really about a truck.
True.
And whenever I listened to Wait in the Truck specifically, I was like, I got to be a part of this. No matter what, I mean, no matter if radio ever plays it or not, I got to be a part of this. If it makes one person feel like they're not alone, then count me in.
Also, it's just an awesome song, regardless
it's a good one.
Yeah, Wait in the Truck, Wait in the Car, Wait in the Bus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an awesome song. Yeah. You and Lucas Nelson, come on, more than friends. I love Lucas Nelson.
I do too, man.
So I was a fan. I spent basically a weekend with him.
He's awesome.
He's like the greatest dude.
Isn't he?
So kind. And I know. Before you meet him, you're like, okay, this guy's a really good singer, really good player. Willie Nelson's his dad.
Yep.
Is he going to be a D-bag? And he's not. He's exactly the opposite.
No, he is a good dude.
How did you guys meet each other, or what was that situation?
Well, we met through two friends that have actually been on the road with me on my own headlining tour, Meg McCree and Ben Chapman. And they connected us. And when he sent me this song, I mean, he lives in Hawaii most of the time.
Right.
And so I recorded my vocal at Jay Joyce's studio over FaceTime. So I still had never met Lucas at this time. But I could tell he was a good dude. And then he came in, I guess, about a month ago, and we shot the music video. And when I tell you we were, like, best buds after that, I was like, you good people.
Yeah, like, I missed him after we left him.
I know, I miss him, too. Yeah. I literally texted him. I said, I miss you.
I spent, like, 2 days with him, and I was like, I miss Lucas. I'm like, tell me when you're coming back.
If we pretend we're more than friends.
So good.
Big old fan of him.
It's just all jams with him, too. Mm-hmm.
It's all about the feeling.
It's like country funk. Like, country just groove. He just grooves, man.
He's got the groove.
Oh.
I've been writing with him.
You have been?
Yep.
Miss Lucas.
I know, we miss you, Lucas.
We're going to do uncomfortable questions from our listeners, Lainey.
Oh, great.
So here we go. Five questions that are uncomfortable.
Okay.
Does Lainey Wilson listen to her own music when she's by herself?
Absolutely. I have to. I mean, when it comes out, of course, I listen to the record down and be like, okay, this is what it, you know, it's out there in the world. But especially when we get the tracks back, I listen to it over and over and over and over and over again just to make sure that it's exactly where we need it to be. So you're dang right.
But do you
ever listen
to it?
If you ain't a fan of yourself, then who's going to be, right?
That I agree with. But do you ever like, I want to hear something good. And you're like, oh, let's do Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
You ever do that?
I like her. She's all right.
Who is the most famous person that watches your Instagram stories when you see the little circles down there?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Luke, Morgan, Miranda.
Anybody with just one name, you know they're famous.
Yeah.
We'll accept that. Here's the next one. Is Lainey Wilson Brian Wilson's daughter from the Beach Boys?
I am Brian Wilson's daughter, but not from the Beach Boys.
Different Brian Wilson.
The cowboy. Mm.
See, that could be confusing to people.
That is. It is.
So you type in Lainey Wilson's dad, Brian Wilson. Holy crap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, it gave me some street cred. And
how is your dad?
He's doing okay.
Yeah.
He called me the other day and he was on the tractor and getting ready to plant some corn. And as long as he can do those things, he's doing all right.
Fourth question of five. Has anyone famous slid into Lainey Wilson's DM since you got famous?
Oh, heck yeah. And especially when my butt went viral on TikTok.
You don't have to say who.
No, I'm not.
But what industry?
A lot from the rap world.
Okay, there we go.
Wow.
I got it.
They loved him some Lainey.
And then question number five. Did Lainey Wilson start the campaign about her butt as a market tactic?
Absolutely not. Honestly, I was like, I can't believe y'all just realized.
Your butt's all over my Instagram story. I'll be
honest.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Not my TikTok For You page.
Trust me, I'm tired of seeing it too.
I flip and I'm like, I love Lainey, known Lainey forever.
You're just like, I'm tired of this.
And it's just like, Lainey Wilson's butt. I'm like, how do I do like, I still like and want to see stuff about her, but not this part about her. But it has blown up.
It was weird, but you know what? At the end of the day, I said, whatever brings the people in. I've been at this a long time, and if they found my music through my fat butt, then cheers.
I don't even want to
call call it that.
Yeah. Lainey, now you made me uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, a few people have literally commented and said, you know, I found you because of your butt, but I stuck around because of the music. And I'm like,
okay,
heck yeah.
That works.
You know what? Rock and roll.
you're finishing up your tour that all, it was sold out. Holy crap. You sold out all the shows. You're going on Luke Combs' world tour. You're doing the tour with Hardy.
Yep.
Like it's constant, but it's got to be getting a little easier a bit, not being gone and not the work you're putting into, but because you're kind of killing it, like you got a little bit better food. You got two buses.
That's right.
Like, is it starting to feel like, okay, I think I can tackle this with everything I have and not be as exhausted all the time?
For sure. You know, I mean, I stayed here in Nashville. I slept in my bed a handful of nights last year. But I've been able to kind of make the bus my home, especially because now I've got a little back bedroom and I've got my closets and I can have a little bit of a routine, I guess you could say, mm-hmm. And just kind of make that my house. And it definitely feels like our team is getting bigger and growing. And with that, it definitely kind of...
That's awesome.
Yeah, it just helps. It knocks off the edge for sure when you have people helping you do other things just to keep on going.
Then it's going to be like, well, you have all these people, so you can do even more work. And then you got to find that balance again.
Yeah,
that's the best problem to have, right?
You work
so hard to get to work so hard.
That's right.
And that's super cool. We're going to do one more segment with Lainey in a second. We're going to play Know Your Wilson. We'll see if she knows her Wilson. For example, this is an easy one. The American singer, songwriter, who co-founded the Beach Boys. That would be
Brian
Wilson. Correct. The other one would be Lainey's dad is Brian Wilson. Yeah. All right, one more segment with Lainey coming up next.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Lainey Wilson.
Here we go, Lainey. I'm going to play Know Your Wilson. So all these are Wilsons, okay? I'm going to give you five of these.
Okay.
Can you name the regular character on the TV show Home Improvement played by Earl Hyndman?
Heck no, I can't.
Know Your Wilson. You don't know you ever watch Home Improvement?
I mean, it was on in the background growing up, but...
Do you remember the guy that would stand behind the fence by any chance? You just see the top of his head?
Mr. Wilson. Let's just call him Mr. Wilson.
His name's Wilson.
His name is Wilson.
His name is Wilson, yeah. All right, 0 for 1.
Okay.
We take her number one away if it hits. If she doesn't.
I like that sound.
All right, next up. The American pop group who had their debut go number one back in 1990 with Someday Somebody's Gonna Turn Around and Say Goodbye.
I mean, I know the song.
Come on. David. There's a Wilson in it. Wilson...
Oh, you got this, Lainey.
Y'all,
Wilson
put me
Phillips.
On the spot.
Okay, yes, that's this whole game is putting you on the spot. Yes, Wilson Phillips.
Give me a minute.
You'll never get this one.
Yeah, absolutely not. You might as well just go hit that buzzer a few more times.
You'll never get this one. Eddie, see if you can get this for her.
Okay.
Actor and comedian, best known for his television appearances during the late 60s and 70s. He hosted his own weekly variety series called The Blank Wilson Show. He had a character named Geraldine.
Come on, Eddie.
Does she know it?
She doesn't know.
I definitely don't know.
That's Jackie Wilson.
No, it's Flip Wilson.
No!
Okay.
Oh, that's Jackie Wilson. All confident and cocky. Well,
yeah.
All right, we got two more. Tom Hanks co-star in the movie Castaway. He was a volleyball.
Y'all.
The volleyball in Castaway.
Owen.
Amy, don't tell her
Owen.
The answer. We heard you say it.
She said Owen.
She said it on a microphone, and she's like, I didn't say anything.
Lainey, the volleyball's going away, and he's yelling.
Ask me something about my family, and I'll tell you which Wilson it is.
Wilson the volleyball.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the brand. Yeah. Maybe she didn't play volleyball.
No, sorry, I missed that one. No, look, I used to go to school and tell all my friends that my uncle owned all the Wilson, you know, tennis balls and basketballs, and they believed it. They thought, oh, wow, that's...
I need to make a quick call to the head of radio. Hey, guys, take her number one away if she doesn't get this last one because it's very easy. Okay, we're back. Actor best known as Dwight Schrute on The Office.
Y'all, Don't do me dirty like this.
Rainn Wilson.
Hit the buzzer.
How about the president from 1913 to 1921, 20th president of the United States? Woodrow Wilson. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You're not even giving me time.
Because you're staring a hole through me right now going, stop. Okay, we won't do any more except this one.
Yeah, please,
American
Jesus.
Actor known for Wedding Crashers and Starsky and Hutch.
That's Owen.
Boom. There we have a winner.
Oh,
yes,
that's Owen.
She wins. She keeps it.
Yay.
We're not going to pull it off. It's number one.
Okay, thank God.
Yes.
Whoa.
I'm glad that does not determine.
You're probably related to half these people. You don't even know them.
Probably so.
Wilson the volleyball cousin, for sure. Lainey, thanks for coming in. Congratulations on everything. It may be a while before we see each other again.
I know.
Looking at your schedule.
It's just going to be as crazy this year.
I don't know what's going on, except you're going to be gone killing it. Always super proud of you.
Thank you, buddy.
You deserve it. And just keep on putting out the good songs, and we'll keep listening and loving
them.
Thank you. There she is, our friend, Lainey Wilson.
Wilson!
Yeah,
right. Wilson! Y'all ain't right.
celebrities in the wild. I had a story earlier this week. I saw Theo Von at dinner, and he was super cool. Came and sat with us. Never met him before. He was like, can I sit with you guys? Yeah, come on. We're big fans of you. He's like, I'm big fans of you. Sit. It's awesome.
It's crazy.
And so it's just bizarre. We were just at a restaurant in a normal place. Nobody was bothering him, and he was super cool. So that was my story, but Ray said he has one. I don't know who it is. What did you see them doing?
Yeah, so I walked into my local grocery store. I was picking up some stuff. We had an event, and they were talking so loudly that I knew it was them almost before seeing them.
Do you feel like they were talking loudly so people would know they were talking loudly, or are they just naturally loud?
Natural, and it was a phone call. And they didn't do the AirPods. They did the straight, back in the day, phone to the ear. Very interesting.
And is it someone that we know?
Yes, very well.
All right, guys, we each have five questions.
Oh, boy.
Let's see who can figure it out. Yes or no's, and if you guess, that counts as a question.
Can I give one more hint?
Yeah.
1 million followers on Instagram.
That's a good hint.
Okay.
Amy, go.
Okay. Is he a he?
It is a woman.
Oh, ooh,
a
nice.
Woman.
Eddie, yes or no question?
A loud woman. Is this woman a country star?
Yes.
Okay, Bobby, go. Is this woman over 40?
No.
Oh.
Under 40, country star. What's it? Woman.
Got it, yeah.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Is this woman married?
I believe was, and
what, but not anymore.
Not anymore, or didn't get married.
Under 40.
Oh, that's interesting.
He just said was or didn't.
He doesn't know if she was married.
I mean, I wasn't at the wedding. I don't know if they went through with it or not.
Interesting.
Eddie.
Yeah. Was this woman country artist on American Idol?
Yeah, she was.
Lauren Elena.
Come on! That's who I had.
Yeah.
You could have gone with it, though.
Nah, it's okay.
There was no money involved, I guess. Okay, so you saw Lauren Elena at the grocery store?
Yeah, honestly, with Instacart and all those things, it's crazy she was walking the aisles at the grocery store.
Yeah, and Lauren has such a big personality. I could hear her being on the phone, not purposefully.
Naturally loud.
Yeah. I said big personality.
she's
fun. Yeah, but she's loud. Yeah, the last time I guess somebody saw Lauren Elena was Lunchbox at Chipotle.
Oh,
and that was a disaster.
Horrible.
Because he started taking pictures of her.
Of her from behind.
Yes, and Lunchbox is here, but he's in a studio in the other room because he's sick. Lunchbox, anything you'd like to add to that?
Listen, guys, so we're not allowed to take pictures of celebrities from behind now? Like, I mean,
well,
I see...
It's that you knew her.
But I see magazine pictures of celebrities walking down the street and they're from behind and no one throws a fit about that.
But it's you knew her. Just take a picture anyway. Just
yeah,
to
I
take
did.
That picture.
I took a picture.
You know, there's no need to do paparazzi secretly on her when you know her. Those magazine photos, I'm sure, are some random paparazzi or people just taking the picture that don't have a personal relationship with them. Like, I've taken Lauren out on the road with me. Like, I know Lauren really well. And so the fact that you're, like, sneaking pictures.
Well, I wasn't sneaking pictures. I was just sitting at the table at the booth, and she was sitting at the little stand, like, the table that had stools, so she was in front of me.
And you
so
didn't think posting a picture from behind of anybody in their yoga pants sitting at
I
Chipotle.
Believe she had jeans on.
They were jeans.
But, oh, were they?
I mean, I can put it back up so you can see.
Don't
put it back up.
Nope.
Okay.
But I just thought it was a great story. She was there. She was eating by herself.
What was the story again?
So I was eating at Chipotle. Lauren Elena comes in, and she orders, and she's sitting there. She takes a phone call, and it's like, oh, her friend's coming. So she goes and orders her friend food. Her friend comes and sits down. Lauren Elena goes to get a drink refill, spills it all over the place. It's, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And had the people are cleaning. Let me clean that up for you. And the people are like, no, we got it. And she's like, I'm so sorry. And then she sat back down with her friend, and they ate, and they left.
So what was that real cool story that was in there?
It was a pretty cool story that a celebrity was eating alone, went outside, took a phone call.
We already heard the story.
Her friend was coming, you know what I mean? Like, it was a cool.
Came. She ordered her food.
It sounds like, I don't know.
She's
anybody?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everybody? Yes. Ray, did you see what she was ordering or was getting for her groceries by any chance?
Probably just rocking a dinner. It was interesting. She was wearing semi PJs, though. She just doesn't give a rip. Love it.
I went grocery shopping earlier in the week. It's all I wore.
Yeah.
PJs? Shorts and a t-shirt.
Why get dressed up to go to the grocery store?
It's like going to the airport. That's a slumber party to me.
Right.
It's a terrible slumber party. I don't like it. People that I didn't invite, but it's a slumber party to me. Anybody else seen anybody in the wild recently?
Man, I've been thinking I've been seeing people, but then the closer I get, it's not them. Mm-hmm. I thought I saw Ronnie Dunn.
Who was it?
I don't know. Some older dude. I really did. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is great, because I'm always looking for people, and it wasn't him.
Yeah.
But you live here. Why are you always looking for people?
I don't know. Just for stories.
Amy, got anybody?
Oh, no, not lately, but Eddie's story makes me think of the time I thought I saw Jake Owen at the grocery store, and I waved at him, and then it wasn't him. But that same grocery store, that's where I saw Reba doing her own grocery shopping.
Ray, was it a Fancy Pants grocery store?
It's fancier than the...
What?
Okay.
That's insane. I don't even know what that
means. I
think
you can say that. Okay, Ray, thank you. Oh, my God. All right, scam alert! Not us, but a principal has resigned after sending $100,000 to a scammer. The scammer was posing as Elon Musk. The principal says she'd always wanted to get Elon involved in their charter school. Finally had the chance. So here's Dr. Jan McGee announcing her resignation. And here's one of the chair members talking about what happened.
I am a very smart lady, well-educated. I fell for a scam.
Somehow she believed it. Matching funds with this guy. And he was supposed to give like $6 million to the school.
I put myself into this position and into this mess. And I made a bad decision.
Wow.
What stinks is she didn't like steal the money for herself and she had to resign. Like if she's been doing a good job, I think she should keep her job.
But she did lose the school district a lot of money.
Yeah, but she was scammed.
Yeah.
She was scammed. And you almost shouldn't be punished for being scammed if you didn't have bad intentions. Like if you're actually trying to get someone tricks you, who goes to jail for being tricked?
Yeah, that's a good point. No one, really.
If she was like, I'm embarrassed, I should resign, I must resign, I'm forcing my resign, then okay. But if they're making her resign because she was tricked, I don't really like it. Especially if she's doing a good job. So apparently this person who was acting like Elon Musk talked to her for 4 months.
I think it was like Elon Musk's assistant who she was dealing with.
She'd been talking to, quote, Elon for at least 4 months. They chatted about him investing in her school.
Oh my goodness.
She'd mentioned the conversations to her staff, and they were like, are you sure? Some even said, hey, I don't think this is real. But she believed in fake Elon and his assistant, Luis Alberto Fernandez, because she was talking to both. Probably the same dude. And she wrote a check from the school's account.
And she was doing it to better the school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm on you. I'm on your side.
It stinks, and you feel bad. And you're like, they told you it was a scam. Why didn't you believe it? Maybe a little dumb, but if she's doing a good job, I don't think she should be penalized for being a... They're being taken advantage of. That one hurts a little bit.
Dang.
Sad.
What if it's one of those blue check mark scams where they'll hack into one, they use that blue check mark, and they act like somebody else to scam somebody, even though Elon is the one that owns Twitter and is doing...
That's weird. I did see the news, like the local news, they posted a fake tweet, and it was their exact account with the check mark and everything. They're like, this is not us. We did not tweet this.
So all you got to do is get somebody's account with a blue check mark. You can change the name. And until somebody reports it and it gets taken down, you're that. So that somebody can be that news station until it's actually reported.
Yeah.
And they go and they find it and they take it down.
Sneaky, man.
It's crazy. There's a guy who left a voicemail about a hired hit and he's headed to jail. A Cleveland man who left voicemail messages trying to hire someone to kill his son has been sentenced to prison.
What?
So many things are wrong with this. First, the actual act of trying to hire someone to kill somebody. Then it's hiring someone to kill your own son. And then it's leaving a message to hire someone to kill your own son.
Goodness.
Denon Ramsey was originally charged with 2 counts of complicity, which could have carried a sentence of life in prison, but instead he pleaded guilty to a lesser charge. He's only getting 18 months. He got caught because he says he was drunk on October 13. He tried to leave a voicemail for a friend with one of them specifically offering $5,000 to have his adult son killed. The problem is he dialed the wrong number. He's drunk. And he left the messages on the voicemail of a dumpster rental company. So they called police and said, hey, here's this dude trying to kill somebody. Crazy. And also, how do you not have your friend's number on your phone? You just hit the friend's name.
Yeah, like Dale.
Why are you trying to dial numbers?
He went old school.
Yeah, and a rotary.
But then, how about if you're that son?
Like, I'm sure they have a bad relationship.
Yeah,
I can't imagine he's surprised with old pops trying to kill him. They probably had something going on.
Yeah. But I mean, you must be like, thank God he dialed the wrong number because this could have saved my life.
He probably done something like this before too, similar-ish.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is all those things. All the levels are nuts. Ooh. That's from Cleveland.com.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Massachusetts. A lawyer who represents clients goes in, "I will defend you. You're not going to go to jail. I protect the law." Has been busted buying drugs from his clients.
I wonder if he would search out drug dealers or people with drug charges to get cheaper drugs. If so, I don't support it. But.
But you see what he was trying to do?
But.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's pretty clever.
Huh.
If you got to get your drugs, why not get a close relationship with a drug dealer that you can legally see all the time?
Yeah, because they're going to be like, "Why are you seeing him?" "Well, he's my client." Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
And then what'd he say to you? Attorney-client privilege.
Yeah.
And what'd you buy from him? "Well, I can't tell you, attorney-client privilege."
And he got busted because one of the suspects got arrested and they were looking through his phone. and they saw the text messages saying, hey, can you get me these drugs?
Oh,
how'd
no.
they get to his phone? You can't get into somebody's phone without them allowing you.
Well, they subpoena. What do you call that word?
Subpoena. Hey, get the code. You ain't going to get the code unless they give it to you.
They got a court order to examine the person's phone, and that's when they found the text message.
You got to delete that. Huh. What's wrong with these people? Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
There's a Scandinavian sleep method. Ever heard of it?
No.
No.
So apparently, over in the countries like Denmark and Norway, you sleep in the same bed, but you have all separate covers.
Oh, interesting.
So sheet and blanket or comforter or whatever you use, you have your own set. That way, you're not fighting for them. You know, you can wash yours. I don't have to wash theirs.
Yeah. Oh.
So because of that, it limits all this stuff. Bedroom tension. Both people get super comfortable. When someone gets into bed, if the other one's sleeping, they're not having to get under the covers and their cold feet are touching them. There's a lot of things here, but that's common over in those countries. And so when you guys, Lunchbox, do you have your own covers?
Yeah, I sleep under my own sheet, my own blanket.
Why is that?
Because I sweat.
Ugh.
And did your wife enforce this rule?
No, because she likes this really heavy comforter, and I'm like, it is so hot that I drip sweat. And so I'm like, you take that, I'll take a little light blanket, and I'll sleep over here, you sleep over there, I'll see you in the morning.
Oh, you say goodbye like she's driving away for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this would actually be good. I think traditionally we don't do this because our parents didn't, our grandparents didn't, so we don't. But it makes sense. It's better than the sleep method of sleeping in separate bedrooms.
Sure. You're still next to each other.
And then getting divorced.
That happens.
You know, after that.
in that
yeah,
order.
Yeah, it's like stage one, stage two, stage three. Eddie, you sleep with same covers?
Yeah, we do, but we fight over them. Like you said, a lot of tug of war in the middle of the night. I kind of like this idea, but what do you do when you make your bed?
Maybe you do
double.
Is it
half and half?
Maybe, or you put them all on top.
Mm. Or you can just bring your sheets to bed or your covers to bed.
That's interesting. I don't know what you'd do.
That seems like a bed-making nightmare.
It sounds like maybe I would just, whomever's covers are the nicest, you make the full bed with that. And then whoever's aren't, you just put them in the closet
and
pull
bring
them back
them
out.
Yeah.
Or you layer them underneath.
Not too much. It's too much work.
Well, my wife puts the pillow under the bed, but I feel it's so dusty down there. I feel like that's kind of why my allergies are so bad.
The pillows that we use yeah. never touch the floor.
That's smart.
The pillows that are like stupid.
You mean decorative?
You mean all the 10 of them that are up
there? Yeah, the stupid ones. We can open a pillow store. They will go down on the carpet underneath the bed, like the corner of the bed.
Okay.
But they never touch the bed. Although they do touch other pillows that never leave the bed, so...
Now you're rethinking
but
it.
But still, we don't... That is a thing there, too. Another sleep story. A study has found that getting less than 8 hours of sleep every night can be contributed to your beer belly.
Mm. Oh.
I think probably sleep is affecting every single thing that we do. Sleep and water. Not getting enough. Getting enough. So getting less than 8 hours every night could be contributing to why your belly is so fat. Not talking to you, any specific person.
But you were looking at me, though.
You're right in front of me.
I don't know. Looking right in my eyes.
Published in the Journal of Sleep Medicine, the new study explores the link between sleep deprivation and visceral fat. Dangerous belly fat that builds up around your vital organs and has been tied to disease, insulin resistance. The goal is to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, but if you don't, your body's producing all these chemicals and hormones and doesn't even get to that, so it doesn't burn it away.
So they call it a beer belly, but that's not really beer making that belly.
No. No.
Correct.
Okay.
It could be beer making that belly.
Because I got the beer belly, but I don't drink a lot of beer.
But a lot of guys that drink beer have that belly, so I think they just go together. Like drink a lot of beer. That's interesting. If you could get enough sleep, would you get a six pack? You don't work out. We find out we're just sleeping all the time.
Amazing.
We're going in for our hour long sleep training. We hire a sleep trainer. All right, put me to sleep. All right, here's $50. Thanks for the training.
It's a lot easier.
I feel like that is the future. Having
what
people.
Is?
Just like at some point in time, it's going to be like, oh, you have your person that comes over, like an anesthesiologist.
Called a prostitute.
What? No.
Helps you to bed.
Yeah. But it's not expensive, you know, and it's just part of the norm. Like they come and put you down. They're like, okay, stick out your arm. And then they, and then you count down from 10 and you're asleep.
They put an IV in you. That's how Michael Jackson died.
An IV?
Oh, my.
Like he was taking the medicine. He was taking, you know, the...
His... Yeah, sleep meds?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is advanced. It's in the future. We've come a long way. I'm just saying I felt like, because I had to get put under recently, and that's what I was like,
just
oh my
to
gosh.
Go to sleep?
I looked at her and I said, can you come home with me? Because, yeah.
But not at home.
Yes, I want to be put to sleep at home so that we sleep every night.
I mean,
that's weird.
I hear you.
But I wake up in the morning.
So a nurse comes home with you?
So a night nurse that also brings in an IV bag.
Huh. And she sleeps with you?
No. This is the future. It's no IV. It's just a little shot. Maybe eventually you get to do it yourself. But I'm just saying, they just...
It sounds like you just want this to happen. It's not even a future thing that could possibly happen.
Yeah. I mean, when you wake up from being put out from something, you just feel so good. It's like the best nap ever.
Huh. We should have a talk after this.
Okay.
Off the air. Here's a Mike D special. He says Bobby's birthday is Sunday. That's me. So he's prepared a game of famous Bobbies. All three of you can play.
Okay.
Lunchbox in the other room. Lunchbox, you still there, buddy?
Woo! Woo!
Oh, what? You just woke him up.
Yeah. I saw him, by the way. Lunchbox has been sick, and so he's in another room. Although he claims he's not sick at all, but I saw him. Like, I saw him walking.
Oh, stop. I look fine.
You look sick?
He just looks totally disheveled. I mean, more than normal.
Yeah, because he normally
come
does.
Come on.
His eyes a little swollen. His hair's all... I agree with you guys now that the show's ending. You made the right move by not letting him in here.
Thank
today.
You. Did he shower even before he came in? Mm.
That's a him question. Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Oh, he's lying. He
yeah,
didn't.
He didn't look like it.
All right, so I'll give you the description of famous Bobby. All you got to do is name him.
Do we yell our name?
Sure.
All right.
Easy one. Winner of season 27 Lunchbox. Of Dancing with the Stars. That would be me. You say Bobby Bones.
Oh, okay. Right.
Here we go. He's the son of Peggy and Hank on King
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Bobby Hill.
Bobby Hill on King of the Hill.
Oh, he's ready to go.
Oh, he's itching. He's like Stanley, who's had two ACL surgeries, so he can't get out and run. And he's just so restless and he wants to do everything. An English actress who rose to prominence for her role on a Netflix show called
Amy.
Millie
Bobby Brown.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
On a Netflix show called Stranger Things.
Yeah.
A 10-time Grammy Award winner.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Bobby Brown.
Incorrect.
Dang.
I'm going to give you a song hook in just a second, but one of his songs went number one in 1988, and he won Song of the Year. Do you know it now, Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
he won that many Grammys?
I was about to...
Yeah. 10-time Grammy Award winner. But I think he won most of them for like a jazz or...
Oh, not all for this song?
Yeah, I don't know what song. This is a pop song.
Yeah, true.
He doesn't even like playing this song in concerts anymore.
This is jam, dude.
Yeah, I don't know why I gave Lunchbox a second shot, but I just felt like it did.
Whatever.
It happens.
Next up, American singer, songwriter, and dancer...
Lunchbox. Bobby Brown.
Correct. Who started his career in the R&B and pop group New Edition. All right, here we go. Next one up. American singer-songwriter, who was one of the first female artists in America to compose and produce her own material. She rose into international fame in 1967 with her song, Ode to Billy Joe. And here's a clip.
Amy.
Seems like Amy. Nothing
ever Bobby McGee.
Incorrect.
What's her name? Bobby. And now Billy Joe
McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie. Oh, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Bobby Ann.
Nah. Eddie?
No, I don't know Bobby.
That'd be Bobby Gentry. Bobby Gentry.
Who's Bobby McGee?
Bobby McGee is in the song Me and Bobby McGee.
Yeah, that's
written
Janis.
By Kris Kristofferson.
Okay.
And Janis Joplin.
Got it.
Made it famous.
That's why it was in my head. Okay.
Although her song did not become a hit until after she died.
Mm. Right.
Oh, that's sad.
Uh-huh. A song about a high school crush. It was released in May of 1995.
Eddie. 95? I had Bobby's Girl. That's way off.
It was the second single from an album called Looking for the Light from an artist named Rick Trevino.
Amy. Bobby McGee.
No.
Bobby
we already
Ann
told
Mason.
You that was.
Bobby Ann Mason.
Bobby Ann Mason.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead. Bobby Ann Mason.
What?
Bobby Ann Mason.
Correct.
Yeah!
Bobby Ann Mason.
Woo! We played them the dance party today, too. All right. An animated series about a four-year-old. Voiced by Howie Mandel, who escapes into his own world.
Lunchbox.
Yep.
Bobby's World.
Boom. The guy is on fire.
Wow.
Woo!
All right, two more. American musician and actor. He performed jazz, pop, rock, folk, swing, and country music. He recorded his first million-selling single, Splish Splash, in 1958.
Eddie.
Here's a clip.
Splish Splash.
Go ahead.
Bobby Darin.
Correct.
Come on.
Hey, Eddie, I'm glad you're playing, man.
I remember that was our high school song.
It probably was.
Just kidding. It was.
Wow.
I like that. It's good. All right, here we go. An American stand-up comedian, actor, and podcaster. From 2001 to 2009, he was a cast member on Mad TV. I mostly see him in videos with
Eddie.
Theo Von.
Bobby Lee.
Correct.
Yeah. He's funny.
Bobby Lee. Okay.
All right, it's a tie. All three of you guys are tied.
No, it's not a tie. You're lying.
And all three are tied.
I'm killing everybody.
Well, you got cheating points, too.
I got like five of these.
You don't. You have four, but one of them Amy already gave the answer to.
Okay, so I got three, and they only have two.
But then another one.
Oh, no, stop. Go.
Then another one.
Go.
Okay, here we go. Final answer. American actor and comedian. He was a cast member and writer for Saturday Night Live from 2000.
Amy.
Bob. Incorrect. From 2008 to 2017. SNL, 2008, 2017.
Hmm.
Nothing?
I didn't watch SNL. And
no, I got nothing.
Bobby Moynihan.
Bobby.
Nah.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next up, an American rapper.
Amy.
Go ahead.
Bobby.
Incorrect. B. An American rapper who achieved commercial success with his debut single, Nothing on You. Here's a clip of that.
Yeah.
Nothing on you.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
Bruno Mars.
Incorrect. That's Bruno Mars singing the hook of the song.
I know, but I can't think of the other guy's name.
This is right here.
Eddie.
Eddie.
Bobby Mars?
Uh-uh.
No.
B.O.B.
B.O.B.
Okay.
Okay.
They just get harder. Okay, here we go. An American professional makeup artist, author.
Amy.
Amy.
Bobby Brown.
Winner, Amy.
Let's go.
No, we're tied now.
That was sudden death.
Two Bobby Browns?
Millie Bobby Brown and Bobby Brown and Bobby Brown are all different.
Three yeah. Bobby Browns.
There's Bobby Brown the singer, Bobby Brown the makeup person, spelled different. Millie Bobby Brown the person, the girl. That's now, I think
I'm
she's
confused.
A woman now. Thank you. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Hey,
what?
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Bo.
Thank you.
On
Thank
Sunday.
You. On Sunday. It's not my birthday yet. So
yeah, but
like,
this is the last day you're on
oh,
air
yeah.
before.
All right.
So Monday you're going to
oh,
be 43.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. All right. We'll see you guys on Monday. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.